crappy Manilow song again. You know what that means, Mac?
They hate us.
It means it's 5:15.
Oh, yeah, that too.
It means a decade of Mac and Gatos, and we're doing this this week and next week. 10 days of giveaways, 10 days and 10 ways to say thank you to all of you for listening to us for 10 years. Hey, do you want to rip the ACLU right now?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, let's do it.
All right, the ACLU.
They stink.
They started another lawsuit against the Phoenix PD.
They're stupid.
For last August's Trump rally.
They're
right?
Stupid dummies.
Now, they're trying to get a judge to slap a restraining order
yeah.
on the Phoenix Police Department when Trump comes in for a visit. Are these guys pro-Trump, or are they just anti-cop? I don't know. I don't know.
No, I think it's got to be both. See, here's the thing. They think the Phoenix Police Department did a horrific job when Trump was in town a year ago with the unrest. They're wrong. They're wrong. The Phoenix Police did a great job. They saw that unrest had started, and they said, we're going on offense here. And that's exactly what they did. You had some bad people downtown with gas masks and throwing chemicals and all this kind of stuff, and the police stopped it, and they did a great job. And the ACLU, they're a bunch of whiners. And they're basically, you know, saying, this is what I think they're saying. I think they're saying, we're anti-Trump. You know the ACLU doesn't like Trump. But we want people to go to the rally
and be able to protest.
And be able to protest. And those the people that get out of hand are those Antifa people.
Yeah.
Okay. They believe, the ACLU believes, that some people are afraid to attend the protests in downtown Phoenix when Trump comes here because of how the police behaved last year. What the ACLU would like is unrest. They don't like Trump. They want to make sure that Antifa is there. And that they can protest Trump, so there is unrest. And to me, it sounds like the ACLU, if you read between the lines, they're encouraging violence.
So the motion,
they don't want the police
policing. To do their job, right.
So they want all hell to break loose.
The motion is asking a judge to enjoin city police officers from violating the rights to assemble, or violating rights to assemble, protest, and be free from excessive use of force by police.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't happen the last time around. That is what you're trying to paint the picture of the Phoenix PD. And fortunately, that's not what that has been proven. The feds have looked into it. Other police departments have looked into it. They have looked into it. And Police Chief Jerry Williams said, did we learn stuff? Yeah, we learned stuff. But it is not what happened during the Rodney King riots.
No.
It's not what happened during
Ferguson.
And you don't have a police department that is running rampant and has no control either.
Monica Lindstrom, Mac and Gatos legal expert, we asked her, can a judge tell law enforcement not to show up and do their job?
Yeah, I think it's more the strategy. A court cannot tell the police department, you can't use,
right.
you know, this type of force. It just can't be done. That steps on
or
the police
stand
department.
Idly by if people are
right.
reckless in the street. Right, okay.
And police aren't going to do that. They're trained to serve and protect and use their brains, right, to make sure nothing bad happens or to protect people. So they're not going to listen to the court order anyway if it means, you know, they can't protect people. So again, I think it's more strategy. I know I said that again, but I also want to point out that the ACLU is not asking the court to tell the police that they can't use any kind of force. It's just saying, court, remind the police in order that the police first have to go through the steps. They have to analyze the situation. They have to decide what type of force to use, and they have to let the crowd know, hey, you guys need to disperse right now, or we're going to release tear gas in 5 minutes or 3 minutes or 1 minute, or we're going to shoot projectiles into the crowd. You need to disperse now. The ACLU wants the police department to give sufficient audible warning before it happens. And I think, you know, that's a good idea. But regardless, the police are going to do what they've been trained to do and what's necessary.
All right,
and that's good to know.
Monica Lindstrom from Little Area Today,
yeah.
Mac and Gatos legal expert.
That's good to know, because the police cannot say we're not going to serve and protect. They can't do that. That would be horrible, and that would go against what they're trained to do. But we also don't know if Trump is coming yet. Supposedly he's coming down the road, maybe later this month or next month.
Somewhere in Phoenix, we believe.
Right, but I do not understand when the ACLU is trying to get a judge, and this judge has a 50-50 shot, either he's going to do this or throw it out, to slap a restraining order against the Phoenix PD. What is your point? I mean, I've lived in other cities. I've seen bad police departments as a whole. This ain't one of them. I don't know where the ACLU is coming from or why they're even wasting our time with this.
Kathy Brody, Arizona ACLU.
The Phoenix police violently ended that protest around 8:30 p.m.
Wait, who was violent?
The Phoenix police violently ended the protest.
Bull.
The at least hundreds of people still there were peacefully protesting.
Okay, what about the bad guys?
I was going to say, what about the people who launched stuff at the cops?
And the Phoenix police, with no reason.
No reason.
No. See, that's, Kathy.
You know what? She's lying.
Kathy.
That's the thing. She's lying.
You are propagating. I'm not going to say fake news, but what you are doing is you are telling one side of the story that you want people to believe in when there is video and video testimony and proof that that's not what happened.
This all happened live on television.
We all watched it.
I think that she was watching another TV program.
She was watching PBS.
Came out with tear gas, pepper spray, projectile weapons, and fired them into the crowd.
Yes.
Right. And that
for a reason
is a response to make sure that people don't riot, that they don't basically accelerate a flashpoint. You have got to make sure that things don't get out of hand. And guess what? The Phoenix PD made sure that happened.
The ACLU
is I don't get it.
Bunch of horse crap.
I don't get
Shame on them. They want Trump to come to town. They want the Antifa people out there raising hell, and they don't want Phoenix police out squashing it.
You want to control a situation that is uncontrollable. When you get people out there protesting and starting to throw stuff, you want the Phoenix police to say, okay, you've got 5 minutes to get out of our way. That is absolutely unbelievably, I think, stupid of you to ask them.
All right, Brian Reeder. He called in.
He did.
Brian Reeder is a winner today.
Yay.
A weekend getaway in Sedona, two-night hotel stay, dinner for two at a restaurant I cannot pronounce.
He says Elote Cafe.
I don't know if you're pronouncing it right. It could be anybody.
Brian has been listening for 6 years, Brian. Thank you very much.
All right, cool. Mac and Gatos, a decade of Mac and Gatos. Tomorrow, 5:15, we'll give away another big prize.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up next, former Arizona Governor Jan Brewer does not believe the woman who is accusing Supreme Court Justice nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault. We'll ask Brewer why next.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM. Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
All right, does the accuser of Supreme Court Justice nominee Brett Kavanaugh have him confused with someone else? Some Republicans are saying that. Joining us now, as she does every Wednesday, former Arizona Governor Jan Brewer, Mac and Gatos political insider. Hi, Governor. How are you today?
I'm doing just great. Good afternoon. Happy anniversary. I don't want to get off this show without saying happy anniversary to you two guys.
Oh, thank you,
Governor.
Thank
you. Yes, 10 years of Mac and Gatos. I think the first time we ever had you on, Governor, was when you pointed at Obama in the face.
Yeah.
I think that was one of the first times we ever had you on.
I don't think you were very happy with us then.
I don't think so
but
either.
But you love us now.
Oh, let's don't push it.
Okay.
All right. All right. Enough of niceties, right?
Yeah, really? Okay.
All right. Governor, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. Let's dig into some of the news. And I know that the news is really, it's all about Kavanaugh and the Supreme Court. Do you want to hear Kavanaugh's accuser testify? She's been invited Monday. Do you want to hear that?
I do. I want to hear what she has to say. We've got to get this put behind us. And if she makes these kinds of accusations and sends it to the Senate and they invite her, then she should show up. And this stalling is ridiculous. My personal opinion is the longer it goes on, the more character assassination is being distributed and bad information. In my mind, I cannot believe why, as an elected official at one time, for a long time, you know, you send things to government and it's public record. So, you know, this sending letters to people telling them that it's a secret, they don't want it out. Well, everybody knows you send anything into the government. I mean, they get public record requests. They send them in daily all the time for all of this stuff. So if she didn't want to talk about it and come forward, if she wasn't prepared, she shouldn't have written that letter. And if she didn't want anybody to know, she sure wouldn't have sent that letter. Something doesn't smell right in Denmark. This has been awful. The left is becoming bomb throwers. And why would she send a letter to Feinstein, who wasn't going to vote for Kavanaugh in the first place? I mean, she wasn't going to change Dianne Feinstein's vote.
If she doesn't testify, though, Governor Brewer, if she doesn't testify Monday, what do you do? Do you just go ahead and vote?
I hope that they give the opportunity to Brett Kavanaugh to make a statement and to clear his reputation and then establish his integrity of that, because it has absolutely been a horrific onslaught of awful stuff out there. And now more and more people are coming forward and, oh, they heard about it when they were here, or they heard about it when they were there, or blah, blah, blah. I can't imagine a 15-year-old girl, I think that's how old she was, and he was supposed to have been 17. He categorically denies he wasn't there. He's never budged off of that. And why, if that happened to a 15-year-old girl and she was that fearful, why wouldn't she tell her mother? And if she did tell her mother would have gone to the authorities right then and there. This is not a solid story.
You don't believe her? You don't believe her at all?
I don't. I'm sorry. I wish I could say it. Yes. I think if she comes and testifies, there's open opportunity to listen to what she has to say. But at this point in time, it's being force-fed. It's coming from all different directions. Even the media is fed up with the Democrats, you know, regarding all of this. I mean, you've got the New York Times bashing it. The list just goes on and on with the left because they're in the minority and they want to be bomb throwers. They just want to throw more gasoline on this. She's stalling to drag it out, to make it boil even more. And now she's got a new set of attorneys and they're just feeding it and feeding it. We can't let this boil out there, I guess, for periods of time. It's not fair. It's not fair to the public, nor is it fair to the nominee. You know, he has impeccable credentials. 6 Federal Bureau of Investigation background checks. Not a blemish. Not a blemish. Nothing. Never. And now, out of the blue, this woman steps up and sends a letter that she doesn't want divulged. And she's a grown woman. She's an educated woman. She's a professor in public education. So she knows what public records are. No, I don't believe her. I don't.
Former Governor Jan Brewer, Mac and Gatos political insider. Would it be okay, or would there just be, you know, holy hell just unleashed from the left? What if they voted Friday? What if they voted tomorrow? If she's not going to show up Monday, what is the appropriate timeline for them to vote if she's not willing to step forward? Or are people going to say, well, she needs to come forward, you never got that, so there's always going to be a cloud over the Kavanaugh nomination?
I would think they would make that decision Monday. If it was in Jan's world, I would vote on it on Friday. If she wasn't going to testify, she has the right to come in and to testify. And I think everybody's on board with that. Come and testify. And if and then during that testimony, if the senators agree, then they can take the information that was brought forth and give it to the FBI. But I don't think the FBI is going to go and investigate something that's 37 years old based on nothing but hearsay. It's just hearsay.
Former Governor Jan Brewer, Mac and Gatos political insider. Is it hypocritical for the GOP to say that they believe this woman, they want to hear what she has to say, but then they come out and say, but she may have misread or misremembered who the guy is?
She got him confused with somebody else.
Yeah.
I think it's because it's out there and everybody's talking about it and it turned into a circus. And in the meantime, a very honorable judge, well-respected, on both sides of the aisle, had his character assassinated. And he needs to be able to testify in the public arena to clear his record and to get his integrity back. I mean, this is a horrible thing to accuse somebody and then to play games with it like this. I don't want it out there. Then it's out there. She understands the public record. Now she wants an FBI investigation. And now certain friends are coming out saying they've known her for 30, 40 years. She's a wonderful woman, and I appreciate that they do that for her. They know her. But, you know, it adds nothing, in my opinion, according to the allegations that she has made, which I believe are false. I think it's a left-wing conspiracy to dunk on the man that's been nominated for the Supreme Court. And I will say that if she does testify, I will listen to her with a very open mind. And it would have to be very, very good for me to change my mind.
Monday is definitely a big day. Former Arizona Governor Jan Brewer with us every Wednesday. Mac and Gatos political insider. Governor Brewer, thanks for coming on. We'll talk to you next Wednesday.
Thank you.
All right. Strong opinion from Governor Jan Brewer today.
Mm-hmm.
She does not believe this woman. I really don't think there are many people out there that are saying they don't believe her or they believe Kavanaugh. Most people say, I don't know what happened. But I think
we want to hear the testimony. Yeah. Please come and tell us your story.
Brewer thinks it's a left-wing conspiracy.
Yeah.
I don't know what to think. She could be right or she's wrong. I just don't know. This is such a tough one. I have no idea what happened in that room.
But somebody brought up to us, too, that, you know, Kavanaugh obviously is an accomplished man, but she is an accomplished woman.
Very, very much so.
This is not some person with a sketchy reputation that seems attention-seeking.
He doesn't have a sketchy reputation. She doesn't have a sketchy reputation.
Right.
But they were two kids that may have been at the same party. Maybe not. I don't know. And we'll find out if she's going to testify on Monday. I think she has to testify, or this thing is done. Let me put it a different way. If she doesn't testify on Monday, they're going to vote for Kavanaugh, and he's going to be a Supreme Court
judge. Well, they should.
Right.
If you don't show up, then where do you
it's
go
gone
from here?
This far, you
How
testify.
Long do you wait? You can't wait forever.
Yeah. Coming up next, traffic might be brutal. You have to blame Beyonce and Jay-Z. Detour Dan's next.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos, KTAR News, 92.3 FM. It's Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
All right, make sure you're here tomorrow. We're going to continue a decade of Mac and Gatos, 10 days, 10 ways to say thank you. We've got another great prize we gave away. A weekend getaway to Sedona today at 5:15. Tomorrow at 5:15, another great prize.
What is it? Why don't we hang on to it?
Why don't we
hang on?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That
uh-huh.
might be.
Let's talk about it tomorrow.
Might be worth holding on to.
Yeah.
Did you know that pimples are in?
I did not hear that.
Oh, yes. The rise of acne is a very positive movement, Mac. Oh, it's true. Apparently.
Why?
I don't know. I don't believe this. Okay, so you got, like, very famous people going on social media.
Oh, there we go.
And they're, you know, young and, mm-hmm. you know, in all the 20s and all that
hormones
kind of stuff.
Hormones everywhere.
Bieber.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Justin Bieber
right?
had a pimple the other day.
Yeah, and you got to, well, you got to take a picture of it and put it on Instagram because pimples are in.
Right.
Yeah, let me tell you something. Pimples are fine for famous people like Bieber. But if you are, Becky Lynn, don't you think this is true? If you're a 14-year-old girl and you're going to school, you are horrified by the zit.
You are not going to be, you're not going to convince
it's not
anyone
good.
That it's a fashion statement to have acne.
Did your kids have trouble with acne when they were in high school or younger? How far
my daughter would get the random pimple,
okay.
but my son had, we struggled a little bit.
But how far did he, was he mortified? If he had to go to school with a pimple or something like that, some kids it doesn't bother them, but other kids it's like horrific.
Yeah, I think it's more horrific for the girls.
Yeah, that's true.
I went to school with a kid who just had craters in his face.
Oh,
those
yeah.
things were brutal.
Yeah,
yeah.
He actually had scarring.
He had scarring.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's tough.
No, when I was in school, we had like a pack of 5 to 8 of us, right? And we're all in, puberty and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had this funny pact that, Mac is rolling his eyes right now. We had this funny pact that if you get like more than 2 or 3 pimples, you get to take a black marker, one of the, what is it called?
Sharpie,
and connect the dots.
And walk around all day with that
yeah.
on your face.
Yeah.
Did that ever happen to you, Gator?
It did happen to me.
Really?
Yeah.
Is there a picture anywhere?
Of course not.
Oh, darn it.
I know. But it happened to more of my friends. I have very nice skin, don't you think, Mac?
Yeah.
Feel this cheek.
Yeah, that's
feel
yeah.
the cheek. Feel my cheek.
Mm.
Nicely moisturized.
It's very nicely moisturized. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Well, you say that, but more men are going to Botox. More men are moisturizing. More men have the facial scrubs. They're
the mask.
And now that more kids are saying pimples are okay. Also, stretch marks are now becoming a thing that's okay.
I think it's just people want to put that kind of stuff up on social media and say, I'm not embarrassed. Well, that's fine. But if you're in high school, pimples aren't in. But you know what is in? Glasses.
Yeah.
My niece got glasses. She's the most popular person now. They're
awesome. Other kids want glasses,
yeah.
Even though they don't need
glasses
them.
Glasses like Cassie.
They wear them without lenses. That's
right.
The thing now. Just the frame. Yes.
It's insane.
We usually put glasses on. It makes us look smarter, Becky Lynn.
That's right.
But this is a radio show, so nobody cares.
Right. We don't need them.
I'm ready to go home.
All right. Chad Benson is next. Until next time.
It's great to Mac and Gatos on the show.